Welcome to another episode of the Real Talk with Tim podcast. I'm your host, Tim, where no conversations are left behind. Speaking on your favorite topics, giving you my reviews, reactions, and opinions. Please make sure to like this video and subscribe to the channel. And please make sure y'all go follow me on all your favorite social media platforms. All the links are in the description below. Now today, guys, I'm back again with another great episode. And today is the first interview of season 7. And listen, this interview is special because I'm interviewing some of the writers from Tyler Perry's hit TV show from BET, Sisters. Now, I'm actually proud to say I'm a Tyler Perry fan. And listen, how it's not even that often you hear a guy say he watching Tyler Perry shows and all that good stuff. But I, like I said, I'm here with some of the writers of the current season right now, season 7. And y'all know how I do it when I bring guests on my platform. I let them introduce themselves, tell y'all a little bit about what they got going on and all that good stuff. So without further ado, I'm going to start with the ladies. We're going to start with Miss Maggie. Go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell the people what they need to know.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for having us on, Tim. I am Maggie Bush. I am a writer for season 7 of Sisters. I also work at the studio as a writer's assistant on all of Tyler's shows, so I'm privileged to get to see all the ins and outs. We just write and we do it full time and we're loving it.
What's up, everybody? Tim, thank you so much for having us on. I'm AP. That's what I go by. Not giving my government name. Just kidding. I am one of the writers of Season 7 of Sisters. I also work at the studio as creative executive over our script department. So I do handle every script that comes through Tyler Perry Studios, all TV and movie scripts.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's dope.
Been there about 5 years. So yeah, I'm just working this thing out.
What's good, everybody? It's your boy, Lucian Christian. One of the writers here. I actually work in tandem with my writing partner on the show. His name is Richard Bird Wilson. We just call him Bird, you know. Happy to be here. Appreciate you for allowing us to be on this platform and to talk about Sisters.
Okay. Now appreciate y'all introducing yourselves, but let's get into it, man. This is what we're gonna do right now. Before we get into, you know, Sisters and all that good stuff, I, for one, am interested in, you know, where did y'all get the inspiration in writing and how long you've been writing in general? So we're going to start with Miss Maggie. How long have you been writing and where did you get the inspiration from?
Well, I have been writing for about 10 years now. I started off in healthcare. I used to manage a clinic from Chicago, Northwestern Memorial Hospital. Switched over to journalism, got my degree, started writing for like mental health organizations and things like that. And then I just started to script write and I sold my first shorts to Shorts Television in Chicago. And then that just began my process. And since then I have written a mental health thriller who's won several awards. I've written for Hallmark and now Sisters. Just, I guess the grind was real for me, especially right. With the switch from going from healthcare to writing. I wasn't afraid of writing. I put myself out there and to God be the glory, here I am. I'm excited to be here though.
So tell me about that first, I guess, interaction or first moment where you, what opened the door for you writing for a Tyler Perry TV show?
Because I have been working for the studio for about 2 years as a writer's assistant. Mm-hmm. And so I have been doing my stuff on the side. So one thing for writers, you know, just don't think that you're just about to be put on just because you work at a studio, right? So for us, it was, we were writing on the side and people saw our gifts and our name was put in the basket. And it was a blessing for us to be a part of that. But honestly, that wasn't our intention. We were just here to do our job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, doing our job outside of here is what kind of gives you the accolades that you need. So when they're looking for somebody, you're ready. So we was ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely sound like you was ready. AP, I want to know how long you've been writing and what gave you the inspiration to write.
So I've been writing for, I like to say all my life, but professionally about probably 7 to 8 years. If you want to count theater, more than that. I started writing poetry as a kid, and that spun into short stories, which turned into plays. And I was a member of Red Hope Christian Church in Decatur, Georgia. And I joined the drama ministry and quickly became like assistant director, went from stage managing to assistant directing, to writing a vignette, and then writing full plays, directing full plays. And the person I co-chaired with actually went to Tyler Perry Studios to work. And she's the one that brought me in to Tyler Perry Studios when my direct boss, Mr. Mark Swinton, had a play that he was touring, and I was asked to be the stage manager. And then a year later, later on that year, I was called to interview to work at the studio as his assistant. So I went from being one of his executive assistants to a creative executive over the script department. And I started writing at the studio in 2020 when the pandemic happened. I know a lot of people are familiar with the fact that Mr. Perry had what we call a quarantine bubble to keep us all working during the pandemic. So we're literally living at the studio for weeks at a time, continuing to shoot all of the TV shows. And I got my first opportunity then to write on House of Pain. I wrote on House of Pain for 3 different seasons, I think season 8, 9, and 10. And then I was invited into the Sisters Writers Room, which was a dream come true to me. And a lot of people don't know, Aggie is aware that briefly or within a short time span of being invited into the Sisters Writers Room, I actually had a sort of a dream about it. And I actually had a dream that I ran into Mr. Perry in the elevator, whatever have you. And somehow we got on the discussion of sisters, and I told him I wanted to write for sisters. And in the dream, he told me to write a sample episode and get it to him. And in my dream, he blessed me by saying, hey, I want you to write on the season. And lo and behold, about a week later, I was called into a meeting where my boss asked me to be a part of the writer's room for Sisters. So dreams really do come true.
I remember that AP, we was in tears together, weren't we, in your office?
Yeah.
That is very dope. Very dope. So it sounds like, so Tyler Perry not even contacted y'all directly himself. It's like his peoples and stuff like that.
It's peoples, it's his peoples calling our peoples.
So it basically sound like, you know, y'all just was already doing y'all thing. It just ended up being noticed.
Absolutely.
Now, Lucian, my man, how long have you been writing? What gave you the inspiration to write?
Like these ladies, I've kind of been writing all my life, right? But professionally, it's been over 10 years now. I actually started off doing poetry, spoken word poetry, right? Traveled national competitions, like all those things in the spoken word circuit. And that's actually how Bird and I met. We met in undergrad at Florida State doing spoken word poetry on a team together, right? And so lo and behold, at that time I was already studying film, studying theater, and then from there I went off to get my master's in screenwriting, and literally was like, okay, how I'm gonna figure this thing out? You know, a lot of people are like, hey, well, I'm gonna use this money I have to go out to LA and live this dream in that way. I ain't have that option, you know. I didn't have that option, so I had to figure it out. And I just let the pen lead me to these different areas of my life, right? Like I wrote stories, I was writing sketches for, at that point in time, it was like when YouTube was really popping in terms of original series and things of that nature. So I was writing sketches for people that were going viral. And then from there, it was like, okay, cool, I'm doing this thing. I'm grinding it out, but I'm still not necessarily doing the thing that I want to do. So lo and behold, like Maggie said, you have to stay ready, right? And so I'm entering all these competitions, like I'm always making it into the final round and everything else. Teaching kids out there in LA, I'm teaching little kids, I'm teaching their theater, I'm teaching them film. So I'm just keeping my craft going, right? I'm just keeping it going.
Now, take me through the writing process of this show, of Tyler, of the show, of Sister, season 7. Now, I just want to point out there that now these writers, these talented writers right here, they are only, they just started writing season 7.
Okay? Exactly.
They just started writing season 7. Okay. Now, take me through the writing process of this show. You know what I'm saying? In general, what is it like? You know what I'm saying? Like I said, this is y'all first season on to the show. Mm-hmm. I want you to take me through the writing process, the writer's room. Tell us what it was like writing these episodes out.
Writer's room is just a wonderful experience for us all. We're all in the room. We typically have a showrunner. So season 7, we had, you know, our wonderful Mark Swinton was our showrunner who comes in there. And for the first week or two, we're out there pitching ideas, right? Also, before we do that, we have to do kind of our research and make sure that we got everything on point, right? So some of those things that we were doing together as a whole, and mind you, this is not a typical showroom. Normally, these things run for months. So the way things move here at the studio is a bit quicker. So we kind of had to be ready and on our toes, right? So we were all together pitching ideas and, you know, our showrunner kind of runs it down, and this is where the season's going to end. So once we do that, you know, week by week, we get on our calls and we just kind of mull over the season, pitching our ideas, our outlines. And then from that, we start writing.
I think it's good that you just said that, because basically the chain of command, it come from Tyler Perry mm-hmm. to the showrunner mm-hmm. to the writers, right? So y'all are writing what the showrunner said Tyler Perry wants y'all to write, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm a touch on that more in a little bit. But AP, I want you to take me through the writers, through the experience of being in the writer's room and writing the episodes that you wrote as well.
So for me, like Maggie said, it's a great experience because you do get to, you know, have that round table with the other writers. And like she said, we're pitching ideas. Once the ideas stick, then we come up with a beat sheet. Mm-hmm. And basically you are basically beating out each scene. So, right. You know, we'll go through and talk about, you know, where's Karen? Where's Dave right now? Where's Andy? So forth and so on. Each of us will then write our outline for our episode once they assign us the episode. And we have to give that outline to the showrunner. The showrunner goes through the outline and approves it or tells you to start from scratch. They don't like any of it or tweak a few things here and there. And then they'll tell you go to script. And you go to script, that's your time to do whatever process you do to stretch out that outline and make it a full script. Mm-hmm. So for me,
when y'all write it, when the showrunner look at what y'all write, he show Tyler Perry?
No, at that point he knows what is being looked for. So at that point he just goes exactly. So at that point he just goes through the outlines and pretty much tells you if you're on mark. Like this is pretty much what the overarching season is about. You're on point, or you're a little too far gone from what the story this season is about. Let's try and reel that in. And so he'll give you specifics according to your outline. If something needs to be completely changed, he'll tell you. Or if something just needs to be tweaked a little bit or punched up a little bit, he'll tell you that. And then you just kind of make those changes. You come back to him. Here's my outline again, and then he'll say, hey, this is great, go to script.
Now, Lucian, my man, I want you to take me through the writing process of this show as well. I want you mm-hmm. to tell me about the experience being in the writer's room, writing the episodes that you wrote.
Okay, yeah, so first of all, let me say that, like, I love the fact that we had a writer's room full of us, right? Like, it's not often that you get a writer's room of people of your same culture. It's not often that you get a writer's room of people who understand, you know, the way that you are thinking and as you're putting ideas out there and brainstorming things. So we had a very diverse writer's room. We had great Black women in that writer's room as well as great Black men in that writer's room. And we all have different backgrounds and things of that nature. So that was something that was really important for us to make sure that we gathered up perspectives that were needed with these characters. And yeah, like they said, it was a lot of brainstorming, but you know, it's rapid fire brainstorming. It's, you need to get those pitches out there. We're not working on having all the time in the world to come up with the thing. And then, to be honest, last year we had the strike looming, right? We had the writer's strike looming. So that's a whole nother factor in terms of things that we had to deal with. Which I think it challenged us, right? It challenged us, but it didn't challenge us in a negative way. It challenged us in a good way to make sure that we were delivering on what we needed to deliver, and keeping on top of what the studio wanted and what, you know, TP wanted in terms of making sure that that Sisters ran according to the nature of what Sisters is supposed to be. And yeah, then we get into them episodes and you got to do your thing, man. You got to do your thing. And I think that's one of the great things about it, us being able to just get those scripts to each other and see, like, oh, I see when you did that. Okay, I like when you did that. Yeah. And then, you know, coming together as a family.
Right. Now, one thing I will say about y'all, right? Now we're going to talk about it. Mm-hmm. Now, y'all talk to me and as well as others a lot on Twitter, on X, whatever you want to call that thing. So... And y'all get a lot of criticism and a lot of judgment on how the show is going right now, because the very first episode, people were thrown off because of the time jump from the previous season, right? So automatically, y'all was getting criticized for that. Now, you know, maybe like 2-3 episodes after that, y'all still getting criticized. So I'm grateful that y'all even joining us on these spaces every week after the episodes air anyway, because I'm like, damn, we actually get to talk to the people responsible for what we're looking at on TV, right? So this is what I told people personally. I'm going to share this with y'all just a little bit. I told this to people personally. I said, these writers that we talking to, they probably okay with taking constructive criticism, right? They're probably okay with that because they know it's what come with the game. But y'all gotta be a little bit more respectful, because they come into this joint every week talking with us, laughing, joking and stuff like that. But I doubt very seriously they want to get in here and hear stupid shit like, man, this show gets a -1, -2, -3. Y'all don't want to hear, like, y'all don't want to, like, this is y'all coming in here just talking with us, kicking it with us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, to be honest, if I was a writer, I don't want to hear that shit all day, because I don't have to be in here telling y'all as much as I'm telling y'all anyway. So I stick up for y'all a lot, because I know, I've heard y'all say this 500 times, that y'all just wrote season 7. Y'all not responsible for 1-6. Y'all just came on.
That's it.
So, like, I'm like, and I hear people still saying to y'all, like, why y'all do this? Y'all, why? I'm like, damn, get them a chance. It's only episode 8. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I want to ask y'all this question, though. Would y'all say that y'all are invested into the show, although you're writing it? Would you say that you are invested into the show as much as the fans are?
I would say that, first and foremost, we appreciate the passion of the fans. Like, we understand that they are, and as well as you, are very much into the shows, right? So we love the fact that they're very passionate about it. And so it's going to come with some heat. So we're prepared for that, right? Anything that people are passionate about, that keeps us working and that keeps us excited and on our toes. But for those other things that, you know, people are fussing at us about, you know, it comes with the territory. writers get blamed for everything. We're going to get blamed for the wigs. We're going to get blamed for the belly. We're going to get blamed for all these things that have nothing to do with us, right? So as writers, you know, you got to have tough skin as a writer. You're being very vulnerable showing your work anyways. Mm-hmm. So if you don't have that tough skin, then you should not be a writer. So these rooms are, they can be intimidating or whatever, but at the end of the day, it is their fans, right?
Right.
So as passionate as we believe we are for the show, we know that they are studying in it. Okay. They know the dress that they're wearing
all
the time of day. They're very technical. So, I mean, we appreciate them for what they do.
They like detectives, man. I'm trying to tell you. So, AP, how invested are you into the actual show? Even though, as being a writer, how invested are you into the show?
I'm pretty invested because the one thing I have that nobody in the room has is that I've been working on this show since Mr. Perry created it. So I've been working on this show since the very first episode. Yeah. I was there at the studio when he created Sisters, Oval, Ruthless, all of them. And I've been working on every last one of them since the season. So I am pretty invested, especially in Sisters, because it was a show about us and for us, meaning women in Atlanta. And it definitely resonated with me. So to be able to be a writer on it was an awesome thing. I'm definitely invested, like 100%. I have realized coming into the space on X that there may be some fans a little more invested than I am.
Well,
to the point where, you know, I think one time somebody mentioned, yeah, y'all gave an address, and then the next season the address changed. And I was thinking, like, oh my God, y'all are keeping tabs with addresses? Y'all do know that they're made up. Please don't try to go find these addresses. They are made up addresses. They are not real. So I did realize that there are fewer people that I think are tinkering on Obsession. But again, like Maggie said, we appreciate all the fans, the feedback, good and bad. And like she said, you have to have tough skin. And I've learned from Mr. Perry not to let all of that outside chatter, like, get in your head. You know your craft. You know what you're doing. Just roll with it. There is a fan base that he has as a person that I think holds true to show no matter what. And one thing we do is discuss amongst ourselves is, you know, before we got on this one season that we were on, there were six seasons. And if you go back and look at some of the complaints from those six seasons and people are still with him, supporting him, I feel like that's a blessing. And I also feel like, you know, you can listen to fans and you definitely take what they say with a grain of salt. And you still can have that mutual respect as writer and fan. Mm-hmm. But definitely not allow the negative things to get to you and to damper your spirit or throw you off your game, because sometimes you can let it get in your head and then you're trying to write and you're doubting everything you're writing. Mm-hmm. And the one thing we want people to realize is we understand fans not understand the process. They don't know the process of, which is why I'm grateful that you're even asking us this stuff. They don't know the process of, you know, what it takes to come to these scripts and what comes down to us story-wise. So while we do get the criticism, why did y'all do this? And why y'all letting Fatima this, that, and the third? Like, yes, we picked it up in season 7, but we couldn't go somewhere that was so far-fetched that you guys are like, what show are y'all writing for? You know what I mean? We had to keep it in line with the story that was already written. And the time jump that you spoke about earlier in episode 1, it was definitely a glitch. And we apologize because on the technical side of, after everything is shot, it goes to post for editing. There was supposed to be a title card that came up on the screen that said 3 months later.
Oh, okay.
So people were confused because that title card didn't come up. We don't do editing. We don't do posts.
Oh,
so we are not reason that the title card was not there. But I think people caught on after Danny said something about having her dream for 3 months, or Tony said something about they caught on, it was 3 months later. But there are tiny little glitches that happen that way. And as Maggie said, we get blamed for everything. And we take it, we own it, even if it's not our error. We take it and we own it. And we understand that fans don't all know the process of how this works from script to TV. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of steps in between. And once we write a script, we're done with it. We're hands off. It's no longer ours. So how it's shot is how the director sees it. How it's edited is how the editor sees it.
I don't know why, like, just because y'all are writers and y'all are talking to us about it, they think that y'all have, like, the whole 100% responsibility of what you're saying on TV. All you did was write it.
AP, I think you're right, though. Like, in this whole process, you know, people don't understand the intricacies of it all, Tim. But we are blessed to do what we do.
Right, right. Now, Lucian.
What's up?
I need to know, man. How invested are you into this show? how invested are you into this show? Because we don't really get to hear you in the spaces or even tweeting about, you know what I'm saying, too much.
Yeah.
So let me know how invested you are into this show.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing about it. It's like I entered the Sisters universe from someone who started watching the show with their mother. You know what I mean? My mom, my aunt, my grandma, huge fans of the show. And I honestly never thought that I would be in the position I am now to be a part of that. And that's been a blessing within itself to connect with my own family on that level. But I have been watching it already. And it's funny because I've only had those conversations with my family because that was a bonding time for us, right? And so lo and behold, now coming into the space where it's like, yo, I get a chance to write and be a part of this. It's a whole, you know, a whole thing that I feel like my mom actually manifested myself for herself when she kept doing the whole, yo, did you hit up Tyler Perry yet? Did you hit up Tyler Perry yet? So you already know how that goes. But truth be told, it's just like AP said, you know, when we get into these spaces, when we talk and have conversations with people, I feel like for me, there's two parts of my brain. There's one part of a person who's still able to watch this show as a fan, right? They're like, I personally have not gotten a chance to see any of these episodes for season 7. Like, so although we wrote scripts, now I haven't seen any of them. So I'm seeing them with you, right? Like, I don't know, you know, nice, what it's going to look like on the screen, but until it actually airs. And it's actually been refreshing because I feel like I get to relive the story of what's happening in season 7 all over again, which has been nice, right? It's been nice. And sometimes, you know, I'll catch certain things that the fans will catch. Be like, all right, we could have did a little bit better. You know? But that's just the reality of the situation. And then it, you know, when it comes to the criticism and things of that nature, you can't be in this industry without tough skin, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be an artist without understanding. Like, if you send something out to be viewed by millions of people, that not everybody is going to like the thing, right? But I will honestly say that for just as much as we will see people that have criticism, we will see people that have praise, right? And that's one of the great things about it. It balances itself out, you know, and we have to remind ourselves of that, right? Whereas somebody might be like, oh, I wasn't surprised by this. Like, I told people last night when they showed the two different babies in the sacks, my auntie jumped out of her chair. You know what I'm saying? She jumped out of her chair because she was surprised, you know? And so that, you know, that's one of those things where I feel like, you know, and I talked about this a little bit with some people where I said, hey, I hope that the fans don't get so ahead of themselves that they don't allow themselves to really just let the show marinate and go and come along episode at a time. Like, you know, and then that's the other thing. I realize some people are like, they ghostwrite the show themselves. And so if the thing doesn't go the way they want to go, you know what I mean?
The way to put it.
They're going to be upset about it.
Hey, hold up. Speaking of that, I gotta ask this, man. Now we about to get to the meat and potato.
Oh snap!
Yeah.
So let's talk about Karen real quick.
Uh huh.
Now, who I did now? Okay, so I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question.
Uh huh.
Before the first episode was written.
Okay.
Who I did was it always the plan to make her have twins?
Was it always a plan to make her twins? Nah, it wasn't necessarily always the idea to make
her. When did that conversation or idea spark to say, we should make her have twins, man? When did that come from?
That was in the midst of the brainstorming that we talk about. That was in the midst of the brainstorming. A bunch of different ideas were thrown out. And then at the end of the day, like AP and Maggie talked about, you know, those ideas have to get signed up on by the higher up. So once they see the different ideas that we lay out and those things are signed off on, and we're like, okay, well, that is the route we're going. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So there are a bunch of different options on the table for sure.
Oh yeah.
You know?
So this is what I want to ask y'all, right? Now, has there ever been any comment or any question, anything that you heard that you can honestly admit that frustrated you? Or is it anything that you consistently hear that frustrates you, that you have, that you gotta, you still reply to, but you know in the back of your mind, it's kind of frustrating, like really frustrating. Not like you gotta, I'm talking about the type of frustration where you like, let me think first before I say this out of my mouth, because I don't want to come off smart. What are those comments or questions that or things that you hear that make you be like that? We're gonna start with Maggie.
I say yeah, for sure. You know, the hard part is like the season. You know, people think that they happen in years for people who watch it, right? But when in actuality, it happens within months or days, right? So people think that just because Karen has been pregnant for four seasons, that she's been pregnant for 4 years. So that's one of the questions that we were like, who's the baby daddy, right? Knowing that it's not 4 years that she's been pregnant, it's just been four seasons. So people don't understand the technicality of timelines when it comes to shows. So those are the type of things that, you know, it's hard to swallow, because we do understand as viewers that they are fully involved and engulfed into these storylines as if Karen is their nemesis or Fatima is their girlfriend, right? So they are really invested in these stories like that, but not really noticing the technicalities of it all, that a season can be happening within 2 days. Mm-hmm. Right, so it looks like, oh my goodness, she's been pregnant forever. Well, we get that too, right? But that's one of the questions for me.
AP, yeah. Let me ask you this question: what is that question or comment or thing that you hear that makes you frustrated that you still have to reply to?
The one that frustrates me is, I don't know what these people, these writers are doing. She should have been, did drop that baby. Fatima should have been left Zach. Danny need to, for me, it's the timing of it all. So for me, it's where we just aired episode 8 last night. And everyone thinking that we should be halfway through the season. Like not even at the halfway point. And they're looking for the type of changes that happen over time. Mm-hmm. And also considering like that we did pick up this ball to continue to run with and continue to write this story, we can't just snap our fingers and overnight everything has changed. Karen's baby bump, it wasn't there. They were mad about it. We put it there. They're still mad about it. Yeah. Now they want it gone.
They mad at how the stomach look.
Like, right, they're mad at how the stomach look.
Was you supposed to make a pretty stomach or some shit? Like, I don't get it.
Like, yeah, everybody's baby bump is not pretty. But again, we didn't choose the baby bump. We didn't go down there and put it on her. It's for me, it's more of the what they expect to happen right now. And one of the things I love that Lucian does a great job of, telling everyone in the space is that, you know, give it time. Like, you want to see the progression of everybody. Like, everybody's ready for Karen to get past her anger or whatever this thing is with Fatima. And it's not going to happen overnight. If we had did it overnight, then y'all have been like, that ain't real. Oh, she was mad yesterday and then today she just fine. You know what I mean? So it's the progression of it, but you have to allow it to happen. And I love when he said, don't ruin the show for yourself, because yeah. you're thinking ahead and you're wanting yeah. things to happen before it's time. And so yes. for me, it's like patience and grace. Like, give us grace, because we had to pick up this massive story and continue it on. And this man has done a great job for 6 seasons. And we're trying to come in and add the cherry on top, put a little more icing and add the cherry. But we need time to do that. And every question, every situation is not going to be resolved in one season.
And I don't know if y'all seen my tweet today, but it was simple and plain. My tweet reads, it's only episode 8.
Thank you.
And all thank y'all you. Thrown the season away already over some scenes y'all don't like. We not yeah. supposed to like every scene in these TV shows. Y'all want these writers to write these shows out the way y'all want. And that's mm-hmm. not realistic. Just watch TV. Mm-hmm. Now, Lucia, mm-hmm. I want you to tell me about all the frustrating questions and comments that you hear. And just tell me some of them, because I know you hear them all the time.
I'm gonna definitely say that for me, it has a lot to do with people thinking that anything that we write has to do with a personal bias towards a character.
And it's funny you said that, because the comment I saw today? The comment that I saw today was, the writers are Team Karen. The writer. Now, did y'all hear that, Lucia? Did you hear that, Lucia?
Yeah, I've heard that we seem like we team Karen. This and that's the funny thing about writing a show. It's like, if you cannot write a show unbiasedly, then you know what I'm saying. Then you shouldn't be in the writers' room. And we know that, right? We are right. Like the team. The writers' room can't be team this, right? In terms of the way we write something, right? If we're anything, we're team sisters. That's what we are. And we have to make sure that we are able to capture different perspectives for all of these characters. If we're not doing that, then we're not doing our due diligence for each character specifically. And I think that that's one of those things where we have to take an unbiased, you know, approach in doing this and being able to be in this position to lay out a seasonal arc. We know that for each of us as fans of the show, there are things about certain characters that might have been like, oh, this about this person or that about that person. We would love to see them work on that specifically. And that's some of the things that we're doing. For instance, like I saw someone last night talk about the fact of with Andy and Jordan. When Andy and Jordan were in that scene, Jordan didn't just automatically fall into taking her back. He called her out on something that a lot of people haven't called her back out on, yeah. right? There are things that we're putting in here, conversations that we're adding in order to dig deeper into those things yeah. and to the nuances of characters, right? I think it, like we said, it's the ghostwriting element of it, but it's also one of those things where it's funny because as just fans of TV and good TV, think about any show that you love, there are going to be episodes, scenes, choices that those characters have made that have pissed you off. You know what I mean? Your favorite TV shows. And that's how TV shows work. If these characters made every choice that you wanted them to make and everything was all perfect, there would be no reason for the TV show. There would be no drama there.
That'd be
right?
That'd be stupid, bro.
Exactly.
That'd be stupid. Because I'm a power fanatic, bro.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Me and too. I do not approve of everything Power put on TV.
Exactly. I'd be so mad at Ghost. I'd be so mad at Ghost.
I'm still mad at Ghost dying.
Exactly.
Like, you know what I told myself? And this is we're going to get back to sisters, but you know what I told myself? I said, I would have rather seen Ghost in jail for life than to see him killed off TV.
Yeah.
That's what I would have said. But look at me. I'm still watching it. I'm still watching Tariq and
right?
all yeah, Raising Kane. I'm still watching all of that.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was so mad at Tariq after that. I was so mad at Tariq after that, and now I'm like, dang, but now like Tariq did.
You're
like,
right. And it's like, I'm a Tyler Perry fan, so like, I don't like all of his movies. I don't dislike movies. I think I did see all his movies, but some of them I didn't watch, or some of them I was like, eh. But I watch all his shows. Well, not all the shows. I don't watch all his shows, but I still like Tyler Perry. You know what I'm saying? I like him, you know? But let me ask y'all this question, though. I want to know, is there any particular character on this show that is A, your favorite, or B, a character that you are more invested in?
I think AP and I have the same favorite character this season, and I think it shows because people are loving her. My favorite arc is with Danny. Uh-huh. I think for the most part, showing her growth, but showing her cheap papa shit still anyways, I feel like it's true to us. I think the three of us here in this room were all, you know, announced that we were in therapy during the writer's room, right? So the three of us even thought ourselves like this would be a great journey for her and for those of us who are dealing with mental health issues or know someone who's dealing with mental health issues. So I think for the most part, I think she's definitely my favorite to write for. Outside of her, I think, I don't know.
Danny is like your favorite and the one you're most invested in?
I would say, yeah, she's my favorite and most invested in. So I think that because we've seen her have the same voice throughout all the seasons, I think it was fun just exploring with her in a new way, right? Yeah. She's still Danny, but you know,
I like the therapy angle. I do like that though. Mm-hmm. I think it was time to see her and some
evolve. You know, just evolution. Yeah. Sure. But I think that was our goal for all the girls, right? Our goal was to kind of evolve all of them. And that's probably why where people are mad about the whole Karen idea is because they're used to her and they're pissed at her for all these seasons. And so we're trying to evolve her as well, but they're not giving her that chance. Much like what we do with people in general. We don't care about people evolving. You are the same nigga from the hood. I don't care if you change.
Now, I think Karen should have been the one in therapy, though. I ain't gonna lie. Now the reason why I say that is because that would have been more like, because I don't think we know. I don't know. It's interesting to see like what make her the way she is. You know what I'm saying? It'd probably be dope if like all of them was in it at the same time, and then it'd be like each scene it show them talking to somebody, and you learn something in each scene. That would have been tight. Y'all need to think about that for episode 8. I mean, season 8. AP, you said y'all have the same Danny, you know, investment in Danny.
Yeah.
Rifle for Danny.
Yeah, definitely Danny. I actually have two though.
Oh.
So Danny is definitely one. Danny is one. I relate to Danny because of her hard exterior. Like I've been called that person with the hard exterior. But, you know, I'm gushy on the inside. So I feel like I identify with Danny in that manner. Plus, she says whatever the hell she wants to say. So I definitely identify there. But my other person is Fatima. And it's not for the reason I think that the fans love her. You know, because they love Fatima, but they love Zach and Fatima. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love Fatima because Fatima is no nonsense chick. However, the way she has been written, even before we got to the season, she represents a lot of African American females, especially here in Atlanta. And that's why it sort of baffles me when they kind of go at the writers, but they also kind of talk to her and like, girl, you need to leave Zach, and why are you putting up with all of that? And it's funny because in real life, we have that judgmental eye. But if you look at your own life, like we can say, let's just say it's 10 million people on the space in Twitter. And 1 million of them are saying that, you know, she needs to leave him alone and better than that. Though I guarantee you that 999 million of those women have gone through or doing the same thing. That's you know what I mean?
That's what I said about Karen. Like, I've said this all the time about Karen. I was like, y'all dislike Karen so much, but a lot of y'all have been Karen.
Yeah, that's probably why.
So exactly.
How y'all talking about her like this, and y'all been her.
That's why. But you know, the thing that we criticize is the thing that we hate most about ourselves.
And that's the truth.
Man. So I think that plays a part in it. They don't like part of themselves or somebody close to them. And so they complain about it when they see it on TV. And it's like, girl, I wouldn't, or if I was you, but you have been her. And you're probably still her.
Yeah, I'm going to switch it up. I think my favorite character this season, like as a whole, is actually the one we just got a chance to introduce last night, which is Miss Marie Willis.
I'm gonna take that as we're gonna see more of her.
Oh yeah, you're gonna see more of Miss Marie Willis for sure.
Oh boy.
Y'all
already know I can't get no answers out of them, but that's all I need to know right there.
We already seen her in the promo for next week. So you know. She is a force to be reckoned with, and I think it was really exciting to bring that character along because it's a representation that we didn't necessarily have on the show specific in terms of this woman in the power in this way, and what she brings out of Andy was something that was real, you know, important for me in terms of that arc for Andy this season.
So I'm going to take this as she's going to play a big part of whatever Andy's story is this season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Oh, oof. Man. Look, I said that was the closeout question, but I really do have a closeout question.
Uh-oh. What you got?
It's like a 2-in-1. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm gonna go around and I want to ask y'all, are y'all working on anything else right now that don't have anything to do with sisters? But before you answer that, I want y'all to tell me one word that come into your mind when that season finale go off.
Ooh.
When that season finale airs and it goes off at 9:59, whatever time it go off. All I want you to tell me is, what are we going to be saying? But before you answer that,
don't start with me.
Before you answer that, I'm gonna start with Lucian this time.
Yeah.
And Lucian, I want you to tell me, what else you working on right now other than sisters?
Some of it I can talk about, some of it I can't. That's the way this industry works. But I'm gonna say this: working on stuff in the feature film space, some big projects with some big names that I'm really, really excited about. And also, Bird and I actually just co-wrote and co-directed proof of concept short film that will be entering the festival circuit this year. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
And
some very familiar faces that you'll recognize from the Power Universe, from The Shy, from Queen and Slim, from from Found, from we got something cooking for y'all, and it's a crazy concept genre project. So y'all be on the lookout and definitely follow us for updates on that, because we definitely gonna need y'all love and support to make sure these studios know, hey, we need to take this proof of concept and make that a feature film. So, yeah.
So with that being said, I need one word from you.
Mm-hmm.
What we're gonna say when that season finale of Sisters go off?
The word is gonna be boom. That is gonna be the thing. I'm telling you now, y'all are gonna be like, oh, we sorry, writers. We sorry.
Damn. Maggie, I need to know. I need to know what you're working on, other than Sisters. You have anything else in the works that don't have anything to do with Sisters?
Yeah. So I've written a biopic for a major icon, which I can't really talk about now, but that's
we can't talk about nothing tonight.
Well, I know
it's hard, man.
But you know, yeah, that biopic is it's fantastic. I've been privileged to write that.
Man, you talk about biopics, so it must gotta be somebody. Ooh.
I also am doing another Christmas film for Hallmark.
Ooh.
And outside of that, I was just in a pitch meeting for a sci-fi. So we'll see how that goes outside of that. Okay. Yeah.
Now, I need one word from you. When this season finale of Sisters go off, I need to know from you, what are we going to be saying?
So is this for kids? No, right?
No.
You're gonna be like, fuck.
AP, I need to know from you. First, I need to know what you're working on. Other than Sisters, what else you got in the works?
Currently developing a thriller that I have connected with a wonderful director on. So we're trying to get that together, and we'll see, you know, where we might put it. Also trying to, been actually for a while now working on my poetry book, so trying to get that done at some point, hopefully sometime in the near future. And then just trying to get Shonda Rhimes to call me. So if you know, if you get her number,
I mean,
tell her how that sister.
When you said that Shonda Rhimes, that just also reminded me of our earlier conversation. I'm like, oh, you know, Shonda kill a whole thing, bit of a cast.
Right.
All Grey's Anatomy people died.
Exactly.
Everybody died.
You don't care if you get mad about nobody.
And my word.
I need a word. I need a reaction. I need to know what are we going to be saying when that season finale over at 9:59, 10 o'clock.
I think at the end of that finale, y'all going to be like,
Now, I know y'all can't tell us nothing. Hopefully you can answer this question. Now, that final scene in the season finale, how can I ask this without trying to be like, oh, like trying to get y'all in trouble? I need to know, in that final scene, who's closing out the season?
No, you can't do that one. But
oh man,
yeah.
I mean, listen, when I hear boom and oh shit and all that, only person I can think of is Gary. I'm just saying that's I don't know, but anyway, listen. I want to thank y'all for coming on here. I want to thank y'all for spending this time with me answering these questions. I want to let everybody know that these writers are amazing to me. You know, they couldn't have said enough times that this is their first season, right? Mm-hmm. This is their first season. They picking up where everybody else left off, right? They write and it's the start of a new journey. Hopefully they come back for season 8. And, you know, get them some grace, man. Get off their backs, because I'm going to be here to defend. I'm going to be here to defend them. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell y'all right now while y'all right here, although there were episodes or scenes where I was like, but I'm realistic. You know, I'm more open to like the whole season, seeing the whole season and stuff like that. And I'm such a fan of Tyler Perry's work. where I don't be like, you know, I kind of like expect certain things. You know what I'm saying? I expect like some crazy twists, some things I don't like, some things I dislike, but I still like him and what he does or what he approved, what he approves to be put out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I, once you know the man, I mean, I don't know the man, but once you know the work from the man, you know what, you're not surprised that what airs. Tyler Perry, Tyler Perry is going to put shit out that's going to, sometimes it's predictable, sometimes it's not. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's like, it's stuff that throws you off or piss you off. It's like, damn, Zach, you got all these baby mamas. Well, damn, no, damn, Heather, you a stripper. And, you know, like, it's so much stuff going on. You know what I'm saying? But I expect that. But anyway, I want y'all to tell everybody where to find y'all. Drop your socials. And let's get up out of here so we can go. So we can go. Maggie, tell everybody where to find you.
Y'all can... look me up on IG, Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E underscore Bush. My company is Maggie B Writing.
AP.
You can find me on IG at Is Real, R-E-A-L 311. That is Real, R-E-A-L, not the country, Israel. you can also find me on Twitter or X, formerly known as Twitter, at AP Write.
All right, now Lucian, my man Lucian.
Yep. Yeah, you can find me at Lucian Christian on Instagram and on Twitter. If you don't already follow me, I know a lot of people after the last night episode already in my inbox. It's okay, y'all. It's okay. Trust me. I'm all right, y'all. It's okay. I understand. And then also at 89 Writers, you can also follow us on IG at 89 Writers. So appreciate you.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
And again,
thank you so much, Tim.
And again, thank y'all for joining me. Thank y'all for, you know, spending all this time to talk to me. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. And make sure that y'all go, if you didn't see one episode of Sisters, please start from episode one, season one, and watch all the way to the current season, season 7. And hopefully you feel the same as we feel. All right. Thank y'all for joining me.
Thank you.
Thank you. Peace.